This is Here and Now. Tomorrow, New Yorkers will head to the polls to vote in the Democratic and Republican primaries for mayor. But it won't be a quiet road to the election if this weekend was any indication. In an interview, outgoing Mayor Michael Bloomberg called the campaign of the leading Democrat, Bill de Blasio, racist for featuring the candidate's mixed-race family in campaign ads. Errol Lewis is host of Road to City Hall on New York One. He joins us from Argo Studios in New York to discuss. Errol, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, I guess we should start with the person who appears to have the best chance at this point, according to the polls, of being the next mayor of New York. That would be Bill de Blasio, the public advocate. Tell us about him.
Well, he's a very interesting guy. He's been in politics for decades now. He served two terms as a New York City councilman, but he also was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton when she became U.S. senator from here in New York. And he briefly also served as the regional HUD administrator under the HUD secretary, a guy named Andrew Cuomo. He's married to a black woman, and that in itself is not all that unusual, except in political leadership in New York City. That's never happened before. But he's also very liberal, very progressive, unusual family, and all of those factors are kind of coming together in a way that has really put the wind at his back in the closing days of the campaign.
He has said he doesn't like the stop and frisk policy. He wants to raise taxes on the rich. And as you mentioned, he is married to a black woman, and that has become an issue itself. Michael Bloomberg, giving an interview that was just published in New York Magazine, called the campaign racist. I want to listen to a little bit of tape from a campaign ad. This is from Bill de Blasio's campaign. This is his 15-year-old son, Dante.
Bill de Blasio will be a mayor for every New Yorker, no matter where they live or what they look like. And I'd say that even if he weren't my dad.
So, Errol Lewis, tell us about these charges of racism.
Well, you know, that ad, it's just a wonderful piece. The kid is charismatic. He's got this gigantic afro. And at the end of that same ad, he's standing next to his father, and you look at their faces, and here's a tall, skinny white guy, Bill de Blasio, the candidate, 6'5", and this black kid with a big afro, and you realize they have the same face. It's a sort of a transcendent kind of New York moment, something that really speaks to the diversity and the change that's going on in the city. I guess Mayor Bloomberg didn't like it. He doesn't like Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio has been running a campaign of saying he's going to be a corrective to the Bloomberg years, that he's going to change the stop and frisk policy, that he's going to raise taxes on the very wealthy. The mayor has said all along that he thinks both of those are not just bad policies. He's used words like dumb, stupid, dangerous, people will die, you know, things like that. And to see de Blasio surging, I guess the frustration sort of boiled over in Mayor Bloomberg. And he characterized it as not just divisive and class warfare, but he used the word racist.
Bloomberg hasn't come out and endorsed anybody yet, right?
That's correct. There's a reason for that. The polls have suggested that among Democratic voters in particular, something like 23% is a reliable number that I saw just yesterday, have said that they will look less favorably on a candidate if Mayor Bloomberg endorses them. This is what happens when you've served in office for three terms. The 12 years that Mayor Bloomberg has served have been, especially for Democrats, you know, enough already, I guess, is the attitude that they're expressing to the pollsters, that they want the city to 65%, in fact, of New Yorkers have said they want the city to go in a different direction. That's not a knock on Bloomberg per se, although he seems to take it that way. But they're saying they want something different to happen. And that is what de Blasio has promised. And that might indeed be why he's in the lead right now.
Well, how did de Blasio surge to this position? Because for the longest time, the front runner was Christine Quinn, the Speaker of the City Council. And also Anthony Weiner had his moment in the sun.
Well, that's right. We've had a lot of swaps and switches. It's been quite an exciting year. I mean, the lead has changed at least three times just since April. Each candidate has made a large bet, and this is the difficulty of campaigning in a city like New York. You have to put millions of dollars and a great deal of thought and policy proposals on the line, and they do this months in advance, and then they try and sell it, and you just never know which way it's going to work out. So de Blasio has run as the most liberal kind of anti-Bloomberg candidate. Christine Quinn went in a different direction. She campaigned as a continuity of the Bloomberg administration on certain issues, notably public safety. That plan kind of got upended when stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in a federal court. And then, of course, Anthony Weiner came in and he talks about it. He made his own bet, which was that the public would be more interested in his ideas than in his personal travails and the scandal that drove him from office when he served in Congress. And that, by and large, seems not to have entirely panned out for him, again, if you believe the polls. So everybody's, you know, sort of casting around to figure out what mood this city is in. And that, for me, as an observer and a journalist, is the big question, the most interesting question that we're going to partly start to answer tomorrow.
And of course, we've been talking all about Democrats here, but there is a Republican primary tomorrow as well. Joe Loda, the former chief of the MTA, is polling at the top of that heap. Do Republicans have a chance in this election?
Oh, absolutely they do. The Republicans, you can't count out automatically because while to the rest of the world they think of New York as a very liberal place, well, maybe we're not that liberal since we voted for Republican mayors five times consecutively. This is, however, still going to be a very uphill climb for the Republicans, in part because Joe Loda was the deputy mayor under Rudy Giuliani. He bears a lot of the residual resentment of Rudy Giuliani that outsiders usually don't think about. But, well, you know, on September 10th, prior to the terrorist attack on September 11th, Rudy Giuliani's numbers were pretty low, and Loda inherits some of that. So he's got an uphill climb. On the other hand, he's an efficient guy. He performed spectacularly well with the MTA during the last hurricane. He's up against, in his primary, the Republican primary, a billionaire, John Catsimatidis.
This is the owner of the Gristidis supermarket chain.
Yes, that was his first fortune. He made a couple of other fortunes. So Joe Loda has been, in the polls at least, beating John Catsimatidis handily. He's favored to become the nominee. And if he does, he's going to need some luck. And, you know, the conventional wisdom is that he'll do better against Bill de Blasio than anybody else because he'll have a clear contrast that he can point to. And it's very likely that a contest of that sort would be closer than you might think, even in a city where Democrats outnumber Republicans something like 6-1.
Errol Lewis is host of The Road to City Hall on New York One, talking with us about the primaries for New York City mayor that take place tomorrow. Errol, thanks so much as always.
You are very welcome. Thanks.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.